I was trying to think of who we had that was a non-essential employee. Right here today, the only people I can really come up with is the park.
Good morning.
We've got preparations and things like that going on.
Hello.
We'll start the meeting as soon as Darren joins us.
Yeah, well, I get the deal. I come in here today and they say the county's saying no more. You can, your restaurant can stay open as long as you don't have any more than 10 people or less than 25% of the seating capacity.
That's like
Fran. Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Darren, I'm going to let you go ahead and take the lead.
Okay. And who all do we have here?
Bill Jeffries and Andy Chisholm and myself.
Okay. Well, let's try something here because this is new to me. So what I'm going to try to do, if you can all hear me, is I'm going to share my screen and we'll do that. Now, can you all see the pre-bid notes in front of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the reason for this is I don't see a lot of reason for me to read through absolutely everything. But if any of you have any questions, feel free to stop me and we will put plans up on the screen. So this is the pre-bid conference for the Court Circle Southwest Waterline Replacement. And these notes will be issued to everybody after this meeting via email. And we will need to include them as addendum one. So you'll notice at the top it says addendum number one. So this meeting's being held by video conference. You'll see that I have Jeff Hooker down here. Apparently he's not going to be joining us today. And
no.
I will replace Dexter's name with yours for the final notes. So this project is the solicitation for bids for the installation of 760 feet of 6-inch PVC water line complete with valves, appurtenances, and connections to the existing lines and meters for a complete working system. Now, there is a Dropbox account that has been established with PDF copies of the plans and specifications for use by potential bidders. Suppliers and those. So if anybody needs access, I think everybody on this call has access to that. So to bid the work, you must obtain plans, again, specifications from our office, but again, everybody on this call has that. So the bid date is Thursday, March 26th at 1:30 p.m. Is that the same? Has that stayed the same, Renee?
And I'm only really going.
I'm getting a lot of background noise. Can everybody still hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
All right. So it looks like Renee has silenced her phone because she's got some background noise on there. So we've cleared up a little bit. Again, the bid date will be Thursday, March 26th at 1:30 p.m. So you will need to submit your entire proposal to the city clerk. Turn in the entire spec book, and it will need to include a 5% bid bond. Now, I've got down here that the project will be awarded on Tuesday, April 7th. I have information that that may no longer be the case, that the city may take this up a little later. We will confirm that and advise all of you through these notes what the date will be. So the owner reserves the right to reject any and all bid, waive informalities, and accept the lowest responsive bid. The next few paragraphs, I'm not going to read through, but they deal with workers' compensation. The next one is workers' compensation. Note that where my cursor is, if you can see that, it is a 60 consecutive calendar day from the notice to proceed. All work is going to be on city right-of-way or city-owned property. So with that, you will need to call one call. However, much of this line is located in the old city lagoon. So don't anticipate much rock, and there should be no utilities in that area. The other thing I'll note here, and I think we pick it up later in the notes, is that one of the manholes is right near a residence, and there will have to be caution exercised in that area because we're basically in those people's yards, given the nature of the system. So engineer's estimated range is $70,000 to $90,000.
The manhole's on the other project.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm crossing my projects. So disregard that. Thanks, Bill. On I've got too much going on. So no problem there. We are all in City Street. So we should be okay there. Excavation, boring, and trenching is unclassified. And Bill, we haven't run into any real problems with solid rock or anything with your work in this area, have we?
No, we've dug up in probably six or seven areas in this project, and we've just run into regular old clay and little rocks.
Okay. So the next statement is that if you have requests for information, put those in writing. Because of what we're going through right now, anybody who does need to call me, I will add my cell phone number to this to these notes. And this time I will be taking calls because we're under unusual circumstances with working remotely. Testing is the responsibility of the contractor. Bill, is there any problem with them storing equipment or materials at the shed?
No, they'll be fine.
Okay. And you'll coordinate that with Bill Jeffries. Andy, I don't know if you've had a chance to basically introduce yourself to Bill, but Bill, who's on the line, is the Public Works Director, and he'll be the lead for the city on this project.
Okay. I believe I've talked to Bill on the phone regarding the asphalt.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the street.
Okay. Sounds good. While I've got you, Andy, any questions so far?
My only question was on the city street. Are you guys, after all the repairs done, are you going to go back and pave the whole road? And if so, is cold patch acceptable, or does it have to be hot asphalt to backfill with?
Hot asphalt, and hopefully they'll be making it by then.
Okay. I talked to Main Street yesterday. He said that he was hoping the plant would be up and running, you know, and probably within a couple of weeks, maybe the first week of April. So hopefully that won't be a problem.
Yeah, I'd say you're going to, if the start date's still in April, it'll be end of May before you're finished. So if it's not up by then, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, it should be, hopefully.
Yeah, and with all things, we're just going to have to take part of this one step at a time. Like I said, I think Renee indicated that the council may not take this up on the 7th, so we may get pushed back either way. Okay. But if we get pushed back, I anticipate it will only be one council meeting. Are you there, Renee?
I am.
Would you be available?
Like, it's very up in the air, as we all know. So, as of right now, we are having April 21st meeting. It may be held via Zoom.
Okay. All right. So, Andy, we'll keep you posted, and we will work with you under these basic awkward conditions that we're all working under right now, and we'll kind of go from there. So, okay. in that light, any waste material that is not retained as part of the project, you will have to remove legally off the site.
Okay.
And any materials that the city wishes to retain will be returned to the city in good working condition. So okay. Any valves or anything we remove, Bill can direct to you where to deliver those.
Okay. Yeah, you can dump waste dirt down here at the shed. It's only 4 blocks away from the project.
Okay, so we can dump everything on site. Now the asphalt, you want us to haul it off to somewhere else, to a different location?
No, you can dump it down here.
Okay.
Now, Andy, you said something about on site, and it's not technically on site, but it is very close, and
you should
be able to take back streets and get right to the shed, and they can show you where to dump it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't mean to say on site, because that would be right there in the road, but
sure. Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. So you'll notice with the engineer's estimate that I'm 70 to 90. So this next paragraph goes into the fact that we're kind of right at that level with prevailing wage. We've included prevailing wage in the bid documents. It's going to be your responsibility to determine whether or not you need to meet prevailing wage or not. And my and the city's rule basically is if the state's happy, we're happy. Okay. So all you have to do is meet their requirements. Obviously, if you come in at 70 or below and you're below that, then you don't have to meet them. If you're above the 75 threshold, then you will have to meet the prevailing wage requirements. We run into this every once in a while on these awkward ones that are what the threshold is.
Okay.
Renee, did you have something you wanted to add?
I did. Just so everyone knows, we will post this recording to the city website. I just had a contractor show up.
At City
Hall. Yes, and I told Lori to tell him that you would be issuing the notes and we would post the recording to our website that he can view.
Okay. Good deal. Yeah. All right. So, and we are under a time limit, I think, on this, aren't we, Renee?
40 minutes.
Okay. So we'll keep on rolling. There's really, Andy, so you know, there is nothing about this project that is particularly unusual or anything that we need to make you aware of. So what we're really going through is just the standard bid requirements.
Okay.
So the next two items that you see on your screen are simply requirements for work authorization program and OSHA. You can read through those, but they're pretty standard on that regard.
Okay.
You will be responsible for your subcontractors and your suppliers. There is no connection between the city and any of them. It's a single contract between you and the city. We will need you to have one job superintendent on site throughout the project, even when subcontractors are doing work. And the reason for that is your contact will be Bill Jeffries with the city. And when he indicates that you need to do something, we need to have somebody on site who can make a decision and direct personnel.
Okay.
All bidders must list their subcontractors. That'll be part of the city's review and award of the project. If you don't list them and you add people afterwards, that's fine, except the city reserves the right to reject anybody that doesn't meet their requirements. So just be aware of that. It says here the plans and specs were now discussed. Is there anything we need to go over on the plans, either from Andy's standpoint or Bill's?
I think on my end, everything is pretty well cut and dry as far as what I need to know.
Bill, do you have anything that you want to go over?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. So the last few statements, there's not much left here, but once the notice to proceed is issued, you will need within 5 days to get us a proposed schedule so the city is kept apprised of how the work is going to progress. The next statement, all areas not disturbed with rock, asphalt, and concrete are to be seeded and mulched. In this particular project, that almost doesn't apply, but I've put it in here just in case we get into areas, but most of it's going to be under asphalt. It is on two city streets, so don't let that particular statement alarm you. Again, finally, the bid received is understood to be complete, no additional cost to the city, and there is no erosion control on this project. However, we have adjoining businesses, so you will want to prevent silt runoff from spoils or from stockpiles from reaching adjoining properties, okay?
I do have one question that I just thought of, if you don't mind. As we're performing the work, are we able to close those streets down, or do we need to keep access to the businesses on those two roads? Or are we able to just shut them down for the length of the project?
You'll be behind most of the businesses.
Okay.
On Court Circle. There's just the one, the Exchange.
Okay.
They don't usually have anything unless it's on a weekend, so we can open it for the weekend.
Okay.
On Court Avenue Court Avenue in Illinois is where you're making the tie into the existing line there. We can close Illinois because there's just a block down they can go around it. So okay. I don't think we'll have any problem closing sections of street.
Okay.
And Bill, if correct me if I'm wrong, but we should be able to close Court Avenue and Illinois, and we should be able to close portions of Court Circle. We may have to keep, you know, one lane of traffic through Court Circle, but we should be able to work with him, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I don't see any problem with blocking off streets. So
okay.
Yeah. It's just two blocks and one intersection on Illinois. So there's a way around all of it.
Okay.
The city will have tax exempt paperwork for supply materials. So if you are the successful bidder, that will be provided to you. And generally what we've done in town is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or daylight hours, whichever's less. Of course, daylight is changing as we go along. So these are not particularly high traffic areas, so we should be in pretty good shape. I have a note here that we were given the opportunity to visit the site. Of course, we're not going to do that today, and I will remove that from the notes. But you know where the site is, Andy?
Yes, we've went by there and took a look at it a couple weeks ago.
Well, and as you go through, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. If I need to get with Bill or the city, I will.
Okay.
But other than that, again, these notes after I issue them today will be addendum number one. And guys, that's really all I've got unless somebody has specific questions.
I don't think I have any more questions.
Okay. Bill, anything you need to add?
No.
Okay. Renee, I know you're muted out, but listening, is there anything the city wants to add to this?
No.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Well, then as meeting coordinator, I'll let you close it down. I appreciate all your attendance. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the new normal.
All righty. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Darren.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Hey, are you available to come in tonight, 5 p.m. for an emergency board meeting? Five PM. Okay. Nope, whenever you can make it in, great. We're gonna try to pass the emergency proclamation for the mayor declaring that basically a state of emergency.